Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
When he took office, President Obama held over President Bush's Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates. Earlier this year, Gates announced he would be leaving the post the end of June. President Obama nominated Leon Panetta to move from the top post in the CIA to become the new Secretary of Defense. On June 21st, he was unanimously confirmed by the Senate. He must be a pretty good guy, I guess, since no senators had any objections to his nomination. However, many questions do linger about Leon Panetta's connection to a major figure in the Communist Party, and why would the president choose someone who fought against President Reagan's defense buildup and anti-communist policies? That does raise questions. Isn't the job of the Secretary of Defense supposed to be to set policies and procedures to defend the country and not leave Americans wondering if they are safe when they go to bed at night? My guest today has done extensive research on Panetta's questionable background, his connections, and his dubious record. Cliff Kincaid is the president of Americans Survival, Inc., and wears several other hats. Thanks, Cliff, for being with us.
Diane, great to be with you.
What is America's Survival, Inc., and what are your other hats?
I started America's Survival about 11 years ago in order to focus in on foreign policy issues and international affairs and terrorism. In the meantime, really since I came to Washington in the summer of 1978, I've been associated with Accuracy in Media, the oldest media watchdog group in the country. I was actually hired out of college by Reed Irvine, the late founder and chairman of AIM, and have been associated with the group ever since. I'm a journalist by training, but I've become an analyst and media critic.
Okay, good. You keep busy. Because the media, that in itself, media critic, that in itself would be a full-time job, I would think.
That's right. Of course, things have changed, some for the better, since I first came to Washington in the summer of 78. You know, it used to be the case where people would have to rely on three evening news programs for their national news and information. It's opened up quite a bit. We now have conservative talk radio, cable news, the internet. But nevertheless, there's a lot more outlets out there, but a lot more to monitor and rebut.
Okay, yeah, definitely there seems to be more choices, and that's good. Now, looking at Leon Panetta, I first heard his name back when Clinton was in office. You know, when President Obama chose him to be the Secretary of Defense, I just thought he was, and he was with the CIA prior to that, but I just thought he was a holdover from the Clinton administration, like seemed to be. When Obama started nominating these various individuals for these various posts, I thought, well, this is just a remake of Clinton's administration. A lot of it was. It seemed to be anyway. And I thought the same thing with Leon Panetta. But just who is Leon Panetta?
Leon Panetta was a retread from the Clinton administration. But before that, he was a member of Congress from California. And he was hired, he was picked by Obama, not just because he was a Clinton retread, that may have been a factor, but Trevor Loudon and I have assembled a lot of documentation to suggest that Panetta was picked because he comes out of the same, quote, progressive networks dominated by the old Communist Party that in fact produced and backed Obama from the start in Chicago. These networks include the Communist Party, various socialist groups, Marxist groups. They were in Chicago, they backed Obama, and they were behind Panetta and influenced him when he was a member of Congress from Santa Cruz.
So you're saying that these networks that supported not only Obama but Panetta included communist groups?
Oh, no question. And what one of the things we developed, in part because Trevor had been out to the University of Washington looking at the archives, was the fact that a former congressman from Washington State by the name of Hugh DeLacy, who ended up eventually moving to Leon Panetta's congressional district and having an influence over him, was a member of the Communist Party and had a close relationship with Panetta. We developed all of this information. which of course bears directly on whether he should have ever been picked or confirmed as CIA director, right before he was confirmed by the Senate, as you point out, 100-0,
mm-hmm.
for the position of Secretary of Defense. And look, better late than never. We got this information. We produced it. We took out ads in the Washington papers. We had internet ads. We were trying to find just one member of the Senate, which of course had to pass on his confirmation, who would put a hold on the nomination until Panetta himself could be asked about his personal relationship with a member of the Communist Party, but we couldn't find one member of the Senate to do that.
Not one member would even be willing to ask the question.
That's right, and this is so important for so many ways, in so many respects. We're not saying Panetta himself was a communist,
right.
but he had a working relationship mm-hmm. with a member of the Communist Party, that's Hugh DeLacy, who was a member of Congress himself from Washington State. And as a matter of fact, I just got back from Washington State. I went back into the archives of Hugh DeLacy and some other materials at the University of Washington, so we're going to have some more to report on this whole thing.
Right.
But Hugh DeLacy was himself a member of Congress, was a Communist Party member, and then Trevor had found a series of letters between Leon Panetta, when he was a member of Congress himself from California, and Hugh DeLacy. These were very personal letters, "Dear Hugh, Dear Leon," in which Leon Panetta promised and provided to Hugh DeLacy some military documents. Panetta's record himself was anti-defense and anti-CIA when he was in the Congress. He was opposed to Reagan's CIA efforts to overthrow the Communist Sandinistas in Nicaragua.
Okay.
He was against almost every weapons system that Reagan proposed in the 80s to counter the Soviet weapons buildup. And this is the guy that Obama picks to run the CIA mm-hmm. and now the Pentagon.
And now the Pentagon. So he was Panetta was in Congress when Reagan was in office.
Exactly.
Okay.
We went back and we looked at his record in Congress, and I'll just go through a few of them. He was in support of the Soviet-backed nuclear weapons freeze. He was against CIA operations against the Communist Sandinistas in Nicaragua. Panetta was against the B-1 bomber. He was against the MX Peacekeeper missile. I mean, this is the guy that's going to run the Pentagon?
Yeah. Apparently so, since he was confirmed on June 21st, 100-1, apparently so.
And of course, what we're facing now, in the name of, quote, deficit reduction, are cuts in the Pentagon budget of at least $500 billion, maybe more.
Yeah.
The Congressional Progressive Caucus, the far-left members of the U.S. House, have just proposed a, quote, people's budget, in which they are proposing cuts of $2.3 trillion from the Pentagon.
But that makes sense. I mean, everybody's our friends now. Don't you know that? Because President Obama came into office saying he would extend his hand in fellowship, basically, to everyone out there, and then everyone would like us.
Well,
so
course,
apparently his plan has worked, and now we don't need a defense budget because, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, sure.
And this kind of thinking is fashionable.
Yeah.
But, of course, we know better.
The reality,
we know we have real enemies out there.
It's not just the
radical Islamic threat, but Russia, China, potential adversaries. So we've got a lot in front of us, very serious threats to our survival. I'm not saying the budget should not be cut. It should. But you cannot do it when it comes to national defense, under the Constitution is the prerogative and obligation of the federal government.
It's one of the few obligations that the Constitution gives to the federal government, yet it seems like the defense budget is almost always the first target.
Yeah.
But they are constitutionally mandated to protect us.
And that's what we're warning about.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's already started occurring because under Gates, Obama canceled the F-22, our most advanced fighter. Now they're threatening to cut its successor, the F-35,
mm-hmm.
and other weapon systems, saying, oh, we don't need them anymore,
yeah.
you know, Cold War systems,
yeah.
the Soviets are gone, China's our friend. Well, I don't think we believe that.
I don't think we believe that. And I read recently where we currently have less Navy ships that we've ever had since World War One.
Oh, yeah, but they've got an answer to that, too. Their answer to that is to pass the Law of the Sea Treaty, another U.N. treaty, which is supposedly going to protect our right to go around the world.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous, too. We've been fighting the Law of the Sea Treaty for years. Even President Bush was pushing that one. But Obama's bringing it back, too.
Oh, is he going to bring that back?
Oh, well, yeah, they're pushing for it right now.
Wouldn't be surprised. Back to DeLacy. It's my understanding that Leon Panetta, you know, DeLacy would grill Panetta over issues of, you know, military and defense and such. Panetta supplied him with information. I mean, DeLacy has connections to, had connections to the Communist Party. But yet Panetta gave him information that should never have been given to him.
It looks that way because one of the letters we saw, Panetta tells DeLacy, hey, this is a sensitive study. I can't give you the whole thing, but here's a summary of it.
Okay.
And then we have other letters in which Panetta is promising DeLacy, hey, I'll get those documents you requested. Look, I'm not saying there was a release of classified information,
but
at the very least, the Senator of the United States ought to ask him about it.
Yeah, I agree. But now he's now our Secretary of Defense.
Well, that's right. I mean, look, we lost this battle, but we're going to continue to publicize information. We've got more coming out, and we've got to do our best to impede this disaster in the making.
Yeah, well, we can pray that things will change next November if the country's still around.
Well, the country's going to be here, but what will it look like? And what will it look like if we leave it virtually undefended?
True. And you mentioned that when Leon Panetta was in Congress during Reagan's terms, that he was very critical of Reagan's policies.
Oh, yeah.
But we have a situation where he seems to be changing his position on the War Powers Act.
Oh, yeah.
And, he was very critical of a Republican administration, but he thinks now that President Obama should be able to do whatever he wants to do.
That's right. This was a flip-flop for partisan reasons. He opposed Reagan's deployment of U.S. troops to Lebanon, saying that Reagan had no right to do that. But now that Obama's done it in Libya, it's fine.
And I still don't know why we're in Libya.
No, it's totally illegal and unconstitutional. It's another indication of how the Republicans who run the Congress have failed to stand up to Obama.
Yeah.
In my mind, this is an impeachable offense, what he's done.
Well, I would think so, because we still have troops over there. It's my understanding are still involved in that whole operation. But again, you know, where's the left complaining about this? Where's the left complaining about Obama's overreaching and reinterpretation of the War Powers Act? And where's the left complaining about the fact that the new Secretary of Defense has now redefined the War Powers Act?
Yeah, most of them don't complain. There's some who have. Congressman Dennis Kucinich, so-called progressive from Ohio, has been complaining about it. There's some, but you're right. It's a double standard, and we conservatives have to maintain a single standard, which is that you cannot permit any president to unilaterally deploy troops in this way unless there is evidence of an imminent attack or threat to the United States.
Right, but the liberals, you know, liberals/progressives play by different rules, as you well know. And it's just very frustrating to see all this happening, to see Panetta there before the Senate. And I have not watched the confirmation hearing, so I don't even know if he was asked any questions. But just the fact that 100 out of 100 senators confirmed him, it just boggles my mind. When you have someone with the record that he does, and you guys have done this extensive research on who he is,
Diane, let me tell you the answers we got from some Republican members of the Senate. One said, well, I can't fight all these bad Obama nominees. I got to pick and choose. I'm going to fight this other guy. We had another response saying, well, he's going to go through anyway. What's the use in fighting? I mean, this is the kind of response we get to justify going along with these appointees.
That's a defeatist attitude.
Oh, yeah.
And what better fight to pick than Secretary of Defense? I mean, that's not...
I know. Think about it. Obama picks Panetta for two of the most important positions in the government, CIA Director and Defense Secretary.
Yeah.
And look, we didn't have this information prior to his... a lot of this information prior to him going to the CIA. But look, these guys up there on Capitol Hill have staff members who could have dug into Panetta's record, at least as a member of Congress, against Reagan's policies. They could have brought all that up, and they did not. Now, it was the Hugh DeLacy material came later. That's true. And we had it in time for the the vote on him being Secretary of Defense. But again, I guess it's in some ways too sensitive for these guys. These guys in the Senate had already approved him for CIA director, and they probably felt a little embarrassed they didn't have this information before.
Probably because he didn't do the research that should have been done.
But the research should have been done, if not by members of the staff of the Senate, by the FBI.
True. It just boggles my mind how so many of these individuals get confirmed when they have all these questionable backgrounds.
Yep.
And, connections to highly questionable characters. And when their track record definitely shows that they're not qualified to be in the position that they've been nominated to be in.
Yep.
I just don't get it. And then,
this is the battle ahead, what they're going to do to the defense budget, because as part of this deal that the Republicans, at least the leaders, agreed to with Obama and the Senate, part of it envisions massive cuts to national defense. And then they got this super committee of nine members of Congress who are going to decide how big the cuts are going to be. And this is dangerous. This is a very dangerous time for our country, and we cannot be cutting national defense. Not only do we need more weapons, but as you say, our Navy has been cut back to the bone.
Yeah. And here we are. Well, next month will be the 10th year since the terrorist attacks on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And we have not learned anything.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, it's becoming more dangerous for Americans, not only abroad, but in this country. And even though the liberals are trying to say, you and I are the terrorists, or those who hold conservative views are the terrorists. I mean, that's what the Department of Homeland Defense is saying. They're totally ignoring who the real enemy is. And this confirmation of Leon Panetta is further confirmation to me that they just do not get it. And they don't understand the real world out there. They're still living in their utopia, where everyone likes us, or if they don't like us today, they'll surely like us by tomorrow. And what you're mentioning, the defense budget, and now if the super committee doesn't come up with, I forget what the number is, but whatever the set number of trillions of cuts, if they don't reach that by Thanksgiving, I believe, or the end of the year, then the automatic cuts will. Additional automatic cuts will be the Defense Department. I mean, that was part of the deal they came up with.
That's right.
It becomes more and more frustrating every day. But it's encouraging.
Well, that's right, because we have some House Republicans who have refused to stand up for principle, who have refused to stand up for the Constitution and the constitutional obligations of the federal government. They totally botched these negotiations with Obama. They should not have raised the debt ceiling. No. They should have refused to do that, and they should have cut the budget instead.
Yeah.
And not national defense, though. That's the one area that is mandated by the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And we cannot afford drastic cuts there.
No, we can't. I mean, our China owns us as far as our debt, and we are becoming more and more defenseless under this administration. And to increase those cuts in the Pentagon budget would be absolutely devastating.
But of course, Diane, don't forget that the ultimate problem, the buck stops with the president. This is really the problem here. I asked one national security expert about Panetta, and he said, well, what do you expect from Obama? And in a sense, he's right. Obama's the problem. Obama's the one picking people like Panetta and Van Jones and all these others. And it's Obama who could not have passed a security background check. I mean, talk about Panetta having a relationship with a member of the Communist Party. We know what we documented. We produced the 600-page FBI file showing Obama was mentored as a young man by a member of the Communist Party for 10 years of his life.
But that doesn't matter anymore. Communists are our friends.
That's the
mindset. They're ignoring history. They're ignoring the truth. We no longer are in a society that wants to hear the truth.
Well, people think communism is dead. They think the Russians have given it up.
No,
they think the Chinese communists even have given it up, and they haven't.
No.
They haven't. I mean, in terms of Russia, The old KGB has just assumed a different identity.
Mm-hmm.
The prime minister, former president of Russia, is a former KGB officer. The Chinese communists are still communists. They haven't abandoned their world revolutionary strategy. They're just going through a transition of sort of state capitalism that they believe is essential before they get to world communism.
Yeah. And our mainstream media is whitewashing everything when it comes to socialism, communism, anything like that. And they're totally whitewashing it. And I think the average American is waking up and beginning to ask a lot more questions than they used to prior to November 2008. And that's encouraging to me. I just hope they ask more questions. And I think one major question they should be asking their senator is why, or their two senators, is why did you vote for Leon Panetta? Why did you vote for his confirmation? Why did you not ask him tough questions? Because there are a lot of questions out there to be asked. So I think folks should, even now, contact their two United States senators and ask them why.
Yeah.
They voted to confirm Leon Panetta because of his highly questionable contacts, because of his anti-defense stance that he's taken in the past, and it just needs to be clarified.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next, until November 2012, to see what Leon Panetta does in mm-hmm. his position as Secretary of Defense and how much more danger the United States is going to be placed in. So you said that you have an ongoing research on his background and some of his connections and such.
Right. And there's a lot more here, because one thing we haven't gotten into is DeLacy himself had traveled to communist China. Remember, DeLacy was Panetta's friend.
Right.
DeLacy traveled to communist China, had contacts there with identified Chinese and Soviet intelligence operatives. And we're looking back also at DeLacy's career in Washington State before he moved to California, where DeLacy was a member of Congress. We're looking at communist activities in Washington State. Some of this is more than historical, because some of these scandals we're dealing with, some of them go back to espionage activities in the U.S. government. We do not know the full truth about some of these activities,
mm-hmm.
some of the members of these espionage groups. It's interesting that DeLacy's identity as a member of the Communist Party was known by our congressional committees back at the time, back in the 50s, but was eventually confirmed by a lawyer for the Communist Party, John Apt, who wrote himself a book identifying DeLacy as a member of the party. DeLacy had denied that. He had lied about it. But Apt, turns out, was a member of an espionage group called the Ware Group that also included Alger Hiss, the infamous, notorious former spy in the State Department.
Yeah.
So, a lot of these networks, the remnants may still exist.
Wow. The more you talk, the scarier it gets, Cliff. But we have to know this stuff. We cannot hide our heads in the sand and pretend that Leon Panetta was the best choice for the job.
That's right. And it's good to go back over this as a warning about what's to come, because Panetta is very clever, and he's been quoted since he got the job as saying, oh, he's going to make sure that they don't massively cut the defense budget, and he's telling our troops that he's going to watch their back.
Oh, sure.
Guardian of
Yeah, well, like in the first official act he did was sign off on the don't ask, don't tell,
That's
certify
right.
It's okay.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And that's very, very damaging as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, how can folks contact you?
Best place to go is my website, usasurvival.org. usasurvival.org. And up there on the left, you can sign up for a free newsletter.
Okay. usasurvival.org. And up on the left, folks can sign up for your newsletter. Appreciate the hours and hours and hours that you put into researching not only Leon Panetta, but other individuals, and other political figures and issues. I really, really appreciate that.
It's been my pleasure, Diane.
Hey, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in defending traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA at Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, 16323. Or visit their website at afafpa.org. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of American Family Radio, Lighthouse Ministries of Franklin, AFA, and AFA of PA.